Most citizens are aware that lawn types or the amount of time spent in the shower influence daily water use. However, less known is how spatial patterns of development can also subconsciously influence water use. Georgina Sanchez is a research assistant at the Center for Geospatial Analytics and PhD candidate at North Carolina State University.
So when I talk about spatial patterns of development, I refer to the shapes and forms of urbanized landscapes.
In a recent study which looked at growing census tracts across North and South Carolina, researchers found that characteristics like socioeconomic and environmental factors had less of an influence on water use than spatial patterns. In Utah, cities are similarly expanding, so how the state develops may affect future water use.
We found that compact, simple spatial development patterns exhibit lower development-related water use.
These results include industrial, commercial, and domestic water users and reflect changing development patterns.
In the early 1900s, development was on a more simple square shape. And when you move towards early 2000s, we see more of a complex pattern sprawling across the landscape.
Sanchez says spatial patterns, including cul-de-sacs, as opposed to cities laid out in grid form, demand greater water use due to their shape. This could have impacts on growing western communities in arid states like Utah.
As we move west, we can safely assume that residents won't be able to rely as much in rainfall for outdoor irrigation, which is one of the main takes of domestic water use.
With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.